because between David and Ashley, they've already pretty much preached their mama funeral. You know, it takes a lot of courage in moments like these. And I told y'all, I gestured to you, but I want to say it publicly. Y'all did an excellent job talking about your mom and honoring your mom. I want to, for a few moments, to minister to you, because when you walk out of here, I want you to see things differently. I want you to feel differently. So basically, congregation and family, I'm going to be talking to Mr. Wansley, Mr. Smith, David and Ashley, and everybody else going to be listening in. Because it's most important that we understand this mystery of death. You know, death is actually a graduation. We know that. It's a graduation. Well, let me say it like this. It's a graduation if you make the right decisions. Because death can also be a demotion. Yeah, degraduation. But we know that Miss Yvonne made the right decision, so it is a graduation. And one thing about graduation means you've been promoted. You go to another level. I was reading a story one time by this little kid in kindergarten, and y'all know how they have the kindergarten graduations. And so he went through kindergarten, he went through all the classes, went to coloring, had his nap time and all that, and he graduated with his kindergarten graduation. And in the summer, he was all excited, I graduated. But then that next August came around, and his mom woke him up and said, "It's time to go to school." He cried all day at school. So the teacher sent a note home saying he'd been crying all day, not knowing what the problem is. So he got home, his mom asked him, "Why you were crying all day?" He said, "Y'all told me I graduated and I hadn't promoted. I ain't got to do none of this stuff no more." Miss Yvonne has now been promoted. She ain't got to do this stuff no more. I want you to know that. I happen to have experienced this, moments like these. You may be seated. I've had a chance to experience moments like this. I had a 16-year-old son that passed. You know, at the moment, it can seem to be difficult. And I never forget, the Holy Spirit came to me and said, "You're putting too much emphasis on this life." And when he told me I was putting too much emphasis on this life, I immediately understood what he was saying. He was telling me that my son was in a better place than I am. And so I no longer have to be concerned about him, because I need to start being concerned about myself. Heaven is such a wonderful place. It's the home of our Father, God our Father. And so right now, Miss Yvonne is enjoying, watch this, listen at me now, is enjoying her best life. She's enjoying her best life. So I got 3 points that I'm going to share with you all this morning, real brief, because when I finish, you know, I don't like preaching funerals, but in certain instances, it's a whole lot easier. If you ever catch a preacher that say he liked preaching funerals, run from him, because he waiting on you to, so he can preach a funeral. But instances like these, and I became even more at ease. I was already at ease, but I became more at ease when I heard from Ashley and from David, and when I heard from you all, and I heard your voice. I heard Miss Yvonne's strength in your voice. I said, "Oh, this is not going to be hard at all. I ain't going to be, you know, I ain't going to be crying, plowing crossways on the field. These roads have already been plowed, and y'all have a lot of truth in you. And Dave, you said you made a statement, and you preached my sermon from me, because one of the things I always say is that you give people their flowers while they are alive. And I can tell, you can always tell people who love their family while they're here, because you don't have all the hooping and the hollering. Anytime you go to a funeral, you see a lot of hooping and a hollering, and people don't know how to contain themselves. It's because they didn't do what they were supposed to do while the person was alive. And so once again, Mr. Smith, man, 50 years? That's awesome. That's awesome. That's awesome. Then I hear, you can always tell people by how their children talk about them. And so I told you y'all preached already. David and Ashley, how they talk about their mom and their dad. And I can tell that he was a man of his house that loved Miss Yvonne. And for everybody don't make 50 years. That's a goal. So if you have your Bibles with me, John, the 14th chapter, Brother Ledoux already read it. I want to read one particular verse out of there. In the 6th verse, Jesus said, talking to the disciples, really talking specifically to Thomas, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. First part I want you to know about Miss Yvonne is she knew the way. Now, notice what she didn't have to know the directions. She didn't have to know how to get to heaven. All she had to know was who was going to bring her. See, when you it's one thing when you have to call somebody for directions to their house. But it's another thing when you got the directions riding the car with you. You don't have to ask for no direction, because they want to get back to their house. So if they want to get back to their house, they're going to tell you how to get back to the house. Because she had Jesus with her, because she accepted Jesus Christ as her Savior, she ain't never had to find out where heaven was. Because long as she had Jesus on the inside of her, she was always destined for heaven. So all you have to do is follow. If you want to get to where she is, follow her pattern. Now, they got some people that might not follow that pattern, where you won't see her no more unless you make the right decision. But this family, this husband, this son, this daughter, they're going to see her again. Why? Because she was able to show them the pattern. Show them where Jesus is. You don't have to know where heaven is. All you got to know is where Jesus is. And it's Jesus living on the inside of you. Now, this second point I want to make, in Hebrews, the 12th chapter. Hebrews, the 12th chapter, and it's the very first verse. It says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. The great cloud of witnesses was actually Apostle Paul's making reference to the 11th chapter, which is called the Hall of Faith. He talked about how by faith Noah, by faith Abraham. But I'm going to take the liberty today to say by faith Yvonne. And I got scripture to prove it. By faith Yvonne lived before you. And because she lived before you, she is now a part of that great cloud of witnesses. Now, having said that she's a part of that great cloud of witnesses, the second point I want to make is that Yvonne was helping Jesus to prepare a place for you. Let me prove it to you. 2 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter. The Apostle Paul talking to the Corinthians. And I remember now, I said by faith Yvonne, right? By faith Yvonne. Now, those of you that were walk with her every day and close with her, you can fill in the blank. After I say by faith Yvonne, you continue. because you know how she lived her life. You know, matter of fact, one of the things that my wife, I didn't know about Miss Yvonne, that she told me just last week. I have two daughters. One of my daughters was the one that's wanted to sing it up here. Then I have another daughter that's at ULM, University of Louisiana Monroe, and she plays softball. And before she played at ULM, she was at a junior college in Florida, Northwest Florida Junior College. And my wife told me the other day that Miss Yvonne would text her or DM her on Facebook or Instagram to find out where was Layla playing. She asked for, I didn't know this. I didn't find this out last week because I'm not on social media. She said, Miss Yvonne would text me, would DM me on Facebook to find out, send me Layla's schedule. And then she would DM her every game to find out where is the live stream. She wanted to participate and watch my baby girl play softball. So what my point is, that type of love and that type of support by faith, Yvonne. You all may have your own. That was mine. That's my point of view. By faith, Yvonne. What she did, she helped support my daughter in doing what she was called to do. Do y'all see this? So my second point is that by faith, Yvonne. So Yvonne, so that means she was an epistle. She was a living, walking epistle. Here in 2 Corinthians, the third chapter, in the second verse, the Apostle Paul talking to Corinthians, he says, "For as much as ye are manifest declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart." I want to read that out of the out of the Message Bible. Let me get there real quick. I want to read it out of the Message Bible because you'll see how powerful that is in the Message Bible. 2 Corinthians, the third chapter, the second verse. Let me get to the Message Bible. "You yourselves are all the endorsements we need." It's the Apostle Paul talking to the Corinthians. "Your very lives are a letter that anyone can read by just looking at you. Watch this. Christ himself wrote it, not with ink, but with God's living spirit, not chiseled into stone, but carved into human lives, and we publish it." All Jesus did was allow himself to be published in Yvonne. And so by him being published in Yvonne, it had an effect on you, which means she was helping him, Jesus, prepare a place for you. Oh, we know Jesus did it. And we know Jesus laid his life on the line and went prepared a place for you to where he can receive you when it's time for you to make your transition. But how are you going to know about this place if somebody don't tell you? How are you going to know about this place if somebody don't show you? So Miss Yvonne was helping Jesus to prepare a place for you. Now, some of you all, I know specifically, David and Ash, you can attest to this. She sure helped you find your place. What's our step? We got to get it together. You got to get it together. Got to get it together. I know you're here for it. They got to get it together. That's her telling you, I know a place and I need to help you find this place. I'm helping Jesus to prepare a place for you. So you got to get yourself together. My God. And finally, she wants you, listen at me very clearly, because this is a statement that sometimes people don't say, but we got to deal with the truth. She wants you to take your time getting to her. She wants you to take your time getting to her. The best thing you can do for Miss Yvonne right now is for you to live your best life. That's the best thing you can do for her, is to live your best life. Why can I say that with so much confidence? When my son passed, I started, feeling sorry for myself. I started, you know, grieving a little too much. And but one thing I never did was let go of the Word of God and let go of the Holy Spirit. Because then the Holy Spirit tapped me on the shoulder. Actually, it was God tapped me on the shoulder, and I was feeling sorry for myself, and he said this statement to me. He said, it's exactly like he said it to me, because God talked to us in unique ways. He said, so you think as a father you can take care of Leroy III better than I can? And I said, Lord, I am so sorry. You the one. You the one gave him life. You just used me as an instrument to get him here. So I know you can take care of him better than I can as a father. So Miss Yvonne is being taken care of better than any of us can do it. So now watch this. If you got somebody that can take care of Miss Yvonne better than you can, that means that your life has been decluttered. That means now you can live your best life. Because guess what? She's living hers. She's living right now at this. And let's be truthful. Even if you can talk to her and ask her, Mama, would you come back? She's going to say, baby, I love you. But I ain't coming back. Sometimes I have an issue where people say they've been to heaven and they come back. That's just me. I don't really think they've been to heaven. I just think they've been to a version that they thought was heaven. I don't really think they've been to heaven and come back. I do believe people have died and come back, but I don't think they've made it to the presence of God. Because if you make it to the presence of God, none of this, nobody else, and none of this ever will. So even if you was to ask Miss Yvonne, if you were able to talk to her, if you was able to email her, if you was able to text her, if you're able to DM her right now, if you was able to do all that, and ask her, Mama, I would like for you to come, would you come back? She gonna say, no, baby. I'll be better on this side. And then she'll quote David to you. You know what David said? David said, he can't come to me. When David's son died, he can't come to me, but I can go to him. Now, the next verse, you go read that in 2 Samuel. The next verse, it says David cleaned himself up. Watch this. Went and laid with his wife. What that means? David went on about his life. He started living his best life because, watch, his son was in a better place. Miss Yvonne is in a better place. So anytime, I'm going to tell you how your mind works. Your environment creates your thoughts. Your thoughts produce your feelings. Your feelings cause you to act. And your actions brings results. You hear me? So now let's walk this backwards. So if my actions is that I'm crying too much, then I got to go check my feelings, my emotions. Once I check my emotions, I got to go back and check my thoughts. I want you to follow me now. When I check my thoughts, I got to go back and check my environment. Are you with me? So if you get to grieving too much and you get to tripping too much, then that means your actions, you crying too much, that means you got to go back and put your emotions in check. The way you put your emotions in check, you put your thoughts in check. The way you put your thoughts in check is you check your environment. How do you check your environment? Who is talking to me? What am I listening to around me? What? That's not the Word of God telling me the truth. Because the truth is, Miss Yvonne is in a better place. The truth is, I can now live my best life because she's living her best life. I made a deal with my son. I made a deal with my son. I said, since he's living his best life, I'm going to attempt to try to outlive him. I will miserably fail, but I'm going to attempt. And in my attempt, I'm going to be able to exemplify Christ to everybody around me because I'm trying to live my best life. Are you seeing this? See, some of y'all are listening. Some of you have had loved ones to go on home, be with the Lord. And the enemy can no longer do them anything. So the next thing the enemy wants to do is to torment you. So he'll come get in your environment and start bringing up all the thoughts, all the, well, she ain't here no more. Well, she's in a better place. Don't you, and I'm closing here, don't you go around, Mr. Wansley, David, Ashley, sisters, siblings, don't y'all go around saying y'all lost her. You ain't, you don't, when you lose somebody, you ain't gonna be able to find them. Is that making sense? See, you see how the world system and the world try to make us think a certain way, and we, the Bible says that we ought to renew our mind. We ain't supposed to think like them. I ain't lose my son. I know where he at. You lose when you lost, when you say you lost something, you can't find it. David said he can't come to me. So if you're able to go to Miss Yvonne, then you know where she at. So that means you ain't lose her. Which means she's not dead, she's alive. So I don't want you to walk out of here. I had the opportunity to go to, when I was in high school, I was able to go to a camp, and they'll forget it, called Boy State. We stayed on LSU campus and had a speaker come in. And when the speaker came in, he begins to talk to us. And for some reason, he got on how the human mind works. And he made this statement. I've never forgotten this statement. He made this statement. He said, as soon as a loved one passes, it's been studied that the human mind is designed to begin to forget details about that person. And that's on purpose, so that you can move on with your life and carry out your life. Because can you imagine if you remember every detail about Miss Yvonne? That'll drive you up the wall. It'll drive you crazy trying to remember every little detail. So allow God, who created us, to let the human brain do what it's supposed to do. Just forget the details, because guess what? She's in a better place. And so ain't no sense you hovering over. Now watch this. Here's another thing great about humanity. The grief that you feel, there's no way to avoid that. Because if you have no grief, that means there was no love. Just don't let the enemy try to make you over grieve. Three things I want you to know. Number one, she's with the Father. Number two, she's in a better place. And number three, she wants you to take your time getting to her. Live your best life. She's in great hands. She is well taken care of. When Jesus died on the cross, he took the sting of death away from death. The grave can't hold her. Death can't hold her. She's alive. She's put on her incorruptible body. So you ain't got to see her suffer no more. Come on, man. That's what I'm talking about. Let the sun shine differently. Because she adds a little brightness to it. I just want you to leave here. I could have hooped. Oh yeah, I can get you squalling. I can get you laid out on the ground. Yeah, I can get you the way you would. If we had a casket, I can get you to jump in the casket. I can do all that. But you gotta go home. And you're gonna be by yourself. And when you're by yourself, when you're alone and them thoughts get to moving, you got to be able to know I can take the word of God and remind myself that she is alive with the Father. I don't have to worry about her. She ain't suffering no more. She got her brand new body. She's skipping on the streets of gold. Matter of fact, she done checked your address out. She done checked your address out. All the siblings that went before her, her mom and dad, they done greeted each other. What a joyous time celebration it would be. So I want you to leave here today encouraged. knowing how to deal with grief, knowing that she's alive, knowing that she's in a better place, knowing that you gave her her flowers while she was alive. So I love it. No regrets. Miss Yvonne, I mean, it touched my heart so much that my wife told me that she would take the time. Now mind you, most of y'all know this. How long has she been in Texas? About 8 years? So 8 years, my daughter been in college just for 4 years. So she'd been gone 4 years before my daughter even got to college, and she thought enough of my wife and I that she would take the time to follow my, that's the, she love y'all. Man, listen, man, that's the, you can't deny the love of Christ in somebody like that. And I know each one of you had a chance to get the mic, each one of y'all got your own story about Miss Yvonne and how she loved on you. So I want you to know that right now, the Father is giving her all that love, giving it back to her. So don't you, when you walk out of here, don't you? Now, I'm not saying you're not going to think about her. I'm not saying that, but I want you to know, when Mother's Day roll around next year, because the devil going to show up on Mother's Day. See, I'm being truthful. He's going to try to show up on Mother's Day. When he show up on Mother's Day, I want you to stand straight up and look him in the eye. Well, no, don't look him in the eye, because he's supposed to be under your feet. So you go ahead and look down at him and say, my mama is alive and she's doing well. She's strong. She's in her right mind. She's in her incorruptible body. And watch how your thoughts gonna change. Then your feelings gonna change. And then all of a sudden you're gonna start laughing because you're gonna remember a time when she said, you gotta get yourself together. I want to take this moment to acknowledge any other minister that are here. Would you please stand? Any other minister? I know we have Reverend Zeno and Reverend. Any other minister? I want to make sure I acknowledge. Yes, sir. Thank y'all so much. Praise God. Praise God. Thank y'all so much, so the family can see that you were here. Praise God. I also want to take this moment to tell you that Apostle sends his love, and Miss Yvonne Miss Yvonne is special to us. She was a lady she's one of the ones, one of the members of Word of Life that I wish that I could take some of her DNA and shake it up and put in some other members. She's one of the ones. We got other people, but she's one of the ones. But we all know the mold was broke when God had her. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for your love. Thank you so much, God, for your peace that passeth understanding. Holy Spirit, you're the comforter. You're the one that is with us when no one else is around. I want you to be with Mr. Smith, Mr. Wansley Smith, Mr. Smith. Be with him. After 50 years, it's going to be some separation, but Holy Spirit, you can fill that void. I want you to be with David and be with Ashley and the rest of the family. Remind them when the enemy tries to show up to mess with their thought process. Holy Spirit, remind them that Miss Yvonne is in a better place. Jesus, thank you so, so, so much for dying on the cross and putting us in a position of victory in moments like these. God, we give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. I want to tell you, this has been an excellent service. Y'all did an excellent job. And so I want to stand and give the benediction. You may stand.
I just want to tell you, I want you to leave and go in the strength, love, and the peace of God. And I want you to know he's going with you. I bless you. This concludes the service.
I sincerely appreciate you, brother.